Didn't even get a chance to talk about the Manchester Derby, which I know you were very keen to. What's your ideal outcome of that game, by the way?
Manchester United win, no threat to Liverpool, and Manchester City are. It's as simple as that.
OTB AM. Live. Weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Sky. Watch big games from the Women's Super League live on Sky Sports.
Andrew, welcome back. Joe Malloy with you this evening. So, busy Premier League weekend. West Ham third in the table. Big win against Liverpool yesterday. Chelsea dropped 2 points on Saturday, but they are still 3 points clear at the top. Arsenal up to fifth on a bit of a roll at the moment. And as we know, Man City strolled through 90 minutes at Old Trafford. And there were managerial sackings as well. Daniel Farke at Norwich and Dean Smith at Aston Villa. Very happy to say John Giles is with us. It's been a while. How you doing?
Good, Joe. Yourself?
Very well. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
81, still going strong.
Still going anyway, Joe, at the moment.
Camille, you're in Dublin, I heard. You're big night on Thursday, hopefully. Half-time, you've been, well, inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was thinking to myself, surely John Giles is in the Hall of Fame at this stage. Inducted for the second time to mark their centenary. So you're going to be presented, I think, is it half-time, John, to 52,000 at the Aviva?
I think so, Joe. It's great. As you say, I'm in the Hall of Famers, but I think this is a special thing. It's 100 years, Joe, of the FAI, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very nice. It's better to have two than none, Joe.
Well, look, it's two more than most of us get, so you're doing all right. And I should mention as well, Paula Gorham's going to be inducted as well. So she was part of the Dundalk team that faced Corinthians Nomads in 1970, regarded as the first unofficial women's international game. And she later scored a hat-trick in the first official international against Wales in 1973. So both of you inducted on Thursday,
great,
which will be lovely.
Great.
Yeah. So with your birthday, by the way, I know Twitter is generally bad, but on Twitter over the weekend, there were a raft of videos. I doubt you were on Twitter looking for these yourself, but a raft of videos of some of your highlights as a player. And, geez, there was one video which just showed you scoring, I don't know how many goals from outside the box. We're talking right foot, left foot, half volleys, volleys. Some you kind of all power, others you were curling it into the top corner. I presume you were pretty renowned as a fella who could strike a ball from the outside of the area into a top corner. Take me inside your head when you're hitting those balls.
Well, funny enough, I was never recognised as a goal scorer, Joe. I'm doing a bit of bragging now. I think Billy Bremner and myself, we talk about, you know, defensive midfielders and attacking midfielders. And Billy and myself scored 115 goals for Leeds. Now, I scored a few penalties as well. But in those days, you were, as a midfield player, you were expected to score, Joe. You know?
Mm.
So it's And then you can see the grounds weren't very good either, you know, they're very muddy and that. And to be honest, like in those days, that could be a help as well, if you catch the ball properly.
Well, there were a lot like that, where you were running towards goal and the ball was bobbling in a way that wouldn't bobble anymore. And you all, it was akin to kind of a drop kick or a half volley, and you'd swipe across it and you could get fierce power on it. And it was, but I mean, it took great timing to do it with the bobbles.
Well, it's practice as well, Joe. You know, from the time I was a kid playing with a bouncer in Ormond Square, you were practicing not so much those things from a long distance, but the ball control and the ball becoming, as they say, second nature for you to do it. And the Brazilians say the ball was your friend, and you got to treat it well. So that was all practice, really, Joe. Mm. You know.
Because you were striking them with your left foot as well. I mean, beautiful, beautiful shots with your left foot as well. So, again,
yeah, well, what
I
happened
guess
when
practice.
I was a kid, Joe, I injured my groin badly on my right side, you know?
Yeah.
And coming back from it, I was scared to kick the ball with my right foot. So I was doing everything with my left foot, which is, again, I wasn't naturally left-footed at all. But if you know, again, it's like if you practice makes perfect. And that's what happened when I was a kid. To be playing off my left foot for a while.
I didn't realise that. That was a handy injury, so.
Yes, yeah. Made the most of it.
Yeah, bloody right. Well, listen, Twitter over the weekend was awash with these amazing goals. So, look, enjoy Thursday. I guess you're not on to talk about yourself. I just brought that up. West Ham 3, Liverpool 2. Let's start there. We're going to talk a good bit about West Ham later on with Pat Nevin, who's good friends with David Moyes. And so I wanted to ask you a little bit about Liverpool. on the one hand, this is just one defeat now in 25 games, yes. So they're doing a lot right and have done a lot right for a long time. On the other hand, you could argue 1 point from their last four constitutes a bit of a wobble, more so defensively than going forward, where they're still brilliant.
Yeah, well, they've got great goal scorers, Joe. And, you know, they have lost a few lately that they haven't been losing before, as much anyway. But, you know, I think the way Klopp thinks about the game, and I don't know him very well, is that, you know, when we get the ball, we're going forward and that's it. He throws everything at it. And particularly fullbacks, and Alexander in particular, Joe, who is he's absolutely brilliant going forward. And Robertson is quite good as well, but Robertson is better defensively. But I think Alexander is a disaster defensively, Joe. I don't think he even thinks about defending. Now, going forward, he's like an extra man. His distribution is good. He'll get a few goals. His free kick was brilliant the other day. But I always believed, you know, fullbacks are fullbacks, and the main thing you want from them is to defend well. Because I think even with Alexander, I think they concede more goals than he creates, Joe, doing what he does. And he is a brilliant player, but I mean, if you look at the match the other day, I mean, with the corner kick, I think the last one, he wasn't nearly on the post, Joe. He was waiting. He thinks like a forward that, you know, if he gets there, it's going to come to him. And as a defender, you've got to be thinking the other way, which is, I've got to get into position to defend this just in case. But if you see the last goal, the one before when they made the breakthrough, West Ham, he was nowhere, and they were chasing down the mostly his side. But the last goal, that goal from a corner kick that came across, if you watch him, he could have been on the post, as they say in the old days, but he was outside the post expecting the ball to come out to him, and the fella nodded in the back of the net. So I think that's the way Klopp thinks about himself. Once we get it, we'll go at them. Mm. And it's been very, very successful, as you know, Joe.
Well, and even this season, Klopp would make the point, well, we've conceded 11 in 11 Premier League games. Mm. So that still has us third best in the league after Chelsea and City, but we've scored more than anyone. So Klopp is saying, that's the deal, I like it. Can I ask you a question about general play? Mm. You know when Alexander-Arnold is pushed right up on the right-hand touchline or Robertson on the left-hand touchline?
Yes.
You will often see, say, let's talk right-hand side for a second. You'll often see Henderson almost go over into that right-back position and be playing from there a little bit. So clearly, to be fair, this is the plan and Klopp feels it works. You don't think it works? You don't like it? No, you'd prefer him deeper?
I think it does. Of course it works with the amount of stuff that he's worth. I think it could be even better, though, Joe.
Right.
If you defend at the right time and go forward at the right time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like in my take on football, and it goes back to the time when I played, that you had the fullbacks. I don't believe in the wingbacks, by the way, in the actual fullbacks. That when the ball was on the opposite side of the field, say it's on their left-hand side, the right-back stays in the cover position, right? Mm. And the left-back is free to go. Mm. But the right-back is in the cover position, and vice versa when the ball is on the other side of the field. Now you're defending, Joe. You know what I mean? It doesn't stop you attacking. Well, it might stop you attacking a bit in the way that Alexander does it, because he's up in front of the ball most of the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't play as a fullback most of the time. And when you do that as a fullback, then you're going to get a lot of the ball because there's nobody marking you. But you have to make sure that you get the ball, you keep the ball, and you do something with it, which, to be fair to Klopp, Liverpool do most of the time.
Mm.
But when it doesn't happen, Joe, when you don't use it and you lose it, like the ball was on the other side, but I think it was the first goal, was it from, the second goal from West Ham, it was a breakaway.
Mm.
And if you look at it again, Alexander is nowhere near getting back at that time because he was so far forward. But when you go that far forward, either side, Robertson, when on the other side, like I was always told and believed and still believe that when Alexander's making an attack on the other one side of the field, Robertson is in the cover position on the far side, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But what you find with Liverpool, the two of them are up there together. Now, that can work for you if you get a lot of the ball. But I think my take on it is that if you did it the old-fashioned way, would be on the cover position, Alexander wouldn't be creating as many goals, but they wouldn't be losing any goals.
Yeah.
And I don't think you make as many goals the way Alexander plays as he loses for Liverpool.
Be interesting to see if he does anything about that, Klopp. Because you're right, when West Ham won the ball for that Pablo Fornals goal, the two fullbacks are ahead of the ball. They're not thinking like, you know, they always say a good defender has to be pessimistic and waiting for the mistake. They're not banking on West Ham winning that ball at all. And then when it happens, they are in trouble. There's no doubt.
No. Well, that goes back to Klopp. I think that's Klopp's mentality.
I mean,
it's very, very successful.
It's very successful, and it's good fun to watch as well, isn't it? You know, like, I'm glad he has that mentality. I don't mind seeing it in the game, but I do take your point that there's a weakness to it.
Oh, there is a weakness to it. There has to be. Because, you see, defenders have to fear the worst all the time. Say the ball's on the other side of the field, and Robertson is gone, and Liverpool are gone. Now, in my opinion, Alexander's attitude should be, I've got to get into a cover position here in case we lose the ball.
Yeah.
Right. But he doesn't. And I think Klopp encourages him not to think that way. No, you get up there, because the ball's going to come to you. We have an extra man. And with the players they have, it works a long time. But I think it can work in not so much as they do. You know what I mean? I think they would still do it if Alexander... Certainly, I think they would concede less goals than they make doing it.
Yes. No, I take the point. What did you make of the game generally and West Ham generally?
West Ham were very good. You know, like he's... Moyes has done a big job with them. They don't give much away. They defend really well. They're a big, strong team. And particularly good from corners. I mean, don't forget, they scored two goals from corners the other day. And they're deadly. You know, they're very... They're, like, Alisson is a terrific goalkeeper, but I didn't think he was good the other day. And it's very difficult to play against West Ham for the goalkeeper, because they're such big lads and they're whipping the ball under the bar. And, you know, he's brought Antonio up front. He used to play everywhere but up front. So he's done a really good job. They defend very well. When Liverpool had the ball, they were getting 11 players goal side of the ball. It was Liverpool had much more possession of the ball, but didn't really look like scoring with the possession that they had. They missed a couple of chances as well. But I think they're very solid, West Ham. Really, really solid in what they're doing. You know, everybody's having a go. Everybody's getting back. Everybody's doing what's right for the team. And that's a good spirit that he has going there.
No, there's no doubt. Just a question I was kind of curious about, which, you know, you're one of the people who could really answer it. So Liverpool, they were record equaling. They obviously didn't break the record, but they were 25 unbeaten. So for a club record, you're going back to the Paisley 1982 team. And I was just having a glance back. They retained the league that year. They won. They did two in a row. They won that league by 11 points. And even that's their last seven games. They lost five and drew two, and they still won by 11 points. Yeah. So they were dominant. So just to jog people's memory, Grobler and Bob Wardle were the goalkeepers, defenders. You had Hansen, you had Thompson, Kennedy, Mark Lawrence and Phil Neal, midfielders, Sammy Lee, Souness, Ronnie Whelan, Stevie Nicol, Terry McDermott, Craig Johnston, Doug Leash and Rush up front. So yeah. All household names.
Yeah.
How does that 82 side compare to this current Liverpool side?
I'm not trying to get out of it, but it's very
it's hard
difficult to compare teams.
Yeah.
Obviously, what you look at is the results. You know, no matter what team, where your team plays, what do they win? What points do they have? And, you know, that was a terrific team, as we know. But there was I would say there was probably a better balance to it.
Right.
You know, if you look at the goals they conceded, there wouldn't have been that many goals, and they could still score a lot of goals as well. And Dalglish and Bush, I mean, these and Hansen and Souness came in. I mean, these were great players, and I think players who were great in those days would still be great today. But I'd say there'd be more balance to it than get out and. I think, you know, who was managing then?
Paisley.
You know, I think if the fullbacks did what the two fullbacks are encouraged to do now, he'd go crackers. He'd go crackers about it. He'd say, no, I'm not having that. Whereas Klopp, you see, Klopp has been very successful, as we know, because it can work, and it does work. Because a lot of the times, the other teams are not good enough to take advantage of what Liverpool may be doing wrong. You know,
yeah.
And he encourages them. You know, he never gets to the stage where he says, right, that didn't work last week. Now we're going to get a bit more defensive. That's Klopp. And the players are well tuned into that, because that's what he obviously does. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll do it again. Don't worry about it. We'll do it again. And that's leadership. That's what he believes in. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go the other way. I'd go the old-fashioned way. I'd have Alexander or a fullback in the cover position when the ball was on the other side of the field. That would be my take.
I take the point. It's an interesting one. So Old Trafford then on Saturday was about as painfully predictable as possible. And any lingering hope they may have had that suddenly switching to 5-3-2 against Spurs was going to change things, I think, was blown out of the water. In some ways, it was every bit as demoralising as the 5-0 because City were just at a canter.
I think it was worse, Joe. I think it was worse. I think they actually played... I mean, they made a few chances against Liverpool. And although it was 5 in relation to the 2, but this was a bigger hiding, Joe. I mean, this was bad. Really bad. You know, they've gone to 3 at the back, as they say now. And, you know, I think Wan-Bissaka, for example, I don't think he knows what to do now. He was all over the place, Joe. When he should have been getting back, he was in the wrong position. And the left back wasn't...
Sure.
He wasn't far out of it either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at this stage of the season, it's very difficult when you've been playing in with the 2 full-backs, and then you suddenly change to 3 at the back. There's no leadership, Joe.
So the word is they're not going to do anything about Solskjaer. Like, they're just going to probably have to put him out of his misery here. This can't go on the way it is.
No. Well, you can't. You see, I don't blame Solskjaer. You know, Solskjaer came from Norway and playing in a mediocre, and they gave him the manager's job. I think whoever is behind the scenes, and I don't know who is behind the scenes there, Joe, wants Solskjaer.
Because he's a yes man.
Yes. They can control him. They can do all the things that they want to do.
But the problem with that is the players can do what they want to do as well.
Well, they are doing. No leadership. The players are very, very sensitive to what's going on, Joe. Whether it be right or wrong, they're there all the time. And they were a disgrace. I mean, you see players now. I mean, Fernandes is coming in after the match and we've got to look at ourselves. And he never tried a leg, Joe. 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before that, you had against Leicester when they were terrible, you had Pogba coming out. This is not good enough. And he's one of the main source of things.
Oh, they're very good at the post-match apologies at this stage. They have them down to a fine art.
Brilliant. But we talk about Liverpool a few minutes ago. That's what Klopp does, right? You know, whether it be the fullbacks or whatever, that's what he does. And the players know. There's no messing about here with this guy. If we don't do it, we're going to be out. He'd be on the back. So they've got a leader. There's leadership. You have to have a leadership, Joe, in a team. Because everybody, all players, have their own opinions of what they want to do or what should be done. And it usually concerns what they do. Do you know what I mean? In other words, if a fella doesn't like running back, and he should be running back, he'll say, well, I'm not running back because I don't need to. Or you got Fernandes coming on. We've got to have a look at ourselves. Right? One of the main culprits. But if you have a manager doing what's needed to be done, you don't have that nonsense. Everybody's a bit scared of him. You know, he said, what are you on about? I don't care what you want. This is what you do. This is what I want you to do. And that's leadership, Joe. And United, how could they have leadership when Pogba's in the position in the club as he's in? He hasn't signed his contract. They're offering more and more money because they don't want him to go on a free transfer. Right? Like I've always said, Joe, about football, what's morale? What is it? How do you have morale in a team? It's you have it because the manager leads and everybody's gone in the same direction.
Yeah.
And this is what you have to do. And you get a team spirit. There's no way that Manchester United can have a team spirit, Joe.
No.
Just no way. And I think going back to the guys who were in charge of Manchester United with the Solskjaer situation, and I've said this before, what they want, and we don't know who they are, but they're the money men, they want Solskjaer. Because they can tell him what to do. Right? And they're in charge of the money, Solskjaer is in charge of who's coming in, Joe. Was he in charge of Ronaldo coming in, for example?
No.
Was he in charge of the 2 players they bought for millions and he's not even getting in the team?
No.
He's not in charge of that.
No chance. It's why they don't want Conte.
God, well, That's why they don't want Conte. Conte will tell him to F off. This is what I want to do. And if you don't like it, I'm out.
Correct, yeah.
No, like Solskjaer, to be fair to him, I think he's a nice lad and that, but he came from Norway. This is a dream job for him. He's probably getting about 3 or 4 million quid a year.
John, I hate to break it to you. He's getting 7 million a year.
Well, there you go. I mean, can you blame him? He's going to come there and say, well, don't keep me out. Sure, I'll do what I'm told. I just got a 3-year contract lately. So, yeah. So 7 million, that's 21 million, Joe. So he's not going to upset the opposition. This is a dream job for Solskjaer.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is, and these guys behind the scene, he'll get the blame. Mm. And that's why they get these Solskjaer in. No matter what happens now, I don't know who they are who is making these decisions. Right? We never know. But Solskjaer will be sacked and they get somebody in. Conte was available. Mm. They don't want a Conte. Conte wouldn't take the conditions there. The manager has to be in charge, Joe. In my experience in football, 90% of the job in football is getting rid of the players you don't want and getting the players in that you do want. And you have to have control of that.
Well, they're a long way off that. Listen,
a long way off it, Joe.
We're out of time. Hey, listen, enjoy Thursday. You're going to get an incredible reception, I can only imagine. So enjoy that moment, all right?
I appreciate you, though. Thanks very much.
All right, John Giles with us there. And it'll be presented to the crowd half-time, inducted into the Hall of Fame on Thursday. Football on Off the Ball, brought to you by Sky. All the football you love in one place across Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sports.
Football on Off the Ball.
With Sky. Watch Premier League, Women's Super League, EFL, Scottish Premiership and much more. Live on Sky Sports.